ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर नंबर 18 टेक्स्ट नंबर 33। अलब्ध्वा न विशीदेत काले काले अशनम क्वचिद् लब्ध्वा न हृषेत् धृतिमान् उभयम् दैव तंत्रितम्। अलब्ध्वा न विशीदेत काले काले शनम क्वचित् लब्ध्वा न हृषेत् धृतिमान् उभयम् दैव तंत्रितम्। अलब्ध्वा न विशीदेत काले काले शनम क्वचित् लब्ध्वा न हृषेत् धृतिमान् उभयम् दैव तंत्रितम्। अलब्ध्वा न विशीदेत काले काले शनम क्वचित् लब्ध्वा न हृषेत् धृतिमान् उभयम् दैव तंत्रितम्।
Thank you.
Matajis. Alabdhva, not obtaining. Na, not. Vishideta, he should be depressed. Kale, kale, at different times. Ashanam, food. Pachit, whatever. Labdhva, obtaining. Na, not. Hrished, should rejoice. Dhritiman, fixed in determination. Ubhayam, both, obtaining and not obtaining good food. Daiva, of the supreme power of God. Tantritam, under the control. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. If at times one does not obtain proper food, one should not be depressed. And when one obtains sumptuous food, one should not rejoice. Being fixed in determination, one should understand both situations to be under the control of God. Purport. Because we desire to enjoy the material body, the varieties of material experience bring us flickering happiness and inevitable suffering. We foolishly consider ourselves to be controllers and doers, and thus, through false egotism, we are subjected to the volatile feelings of the material body and mind. Hare Krishna. So, we are reading from 11th canto. In this chapter, Lord Shri Krishna is describing the roles and responsibilities of different ashrams. Just now we completed the Vanaprastha ashram. Now Krishna is describing about Sannyasa ashram. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarvalokam Haishwaram Surdam Sarvutanam Gyatvamam Shanturichyate. That means Krishna has already declared that He is the supreme enjoyer and is the supreme beneficiary of all the sacrifices. But still, the living entities, we think that we are the enjoyers. And we understand that this material world is for our enjoyment. And I have observed this phenomena taking place. Sometimes newcomers come to our temple, if they are able to come for Mangalarti, and if they are there in the Tulsi Arati, Tulsi Arati, we are given water to wash our hands and put water to Tulsi Maharani. And even after being told, no, this is for washing your hands, what generally they do? They sip that water. And as soon as, anything that is given directly goes into the mouth. as if everything is for my enjoyment. Have you observed it? And not only that, even during Guru Puja, no, we take Charanamrita, and Charanamrita directly anyway goes into the mouth, no doubt about it. But then next comes water to wash the hands. I have seen people even drinking that water. No, that is not for drinking, that is to wash the water. We have to wash our hands. No, we need to tell the people like that. So that means what? If there is water, it is understood that it should be my pleasure only. That is how the mentality is. Just like a child, you know, a newborn child, he always sucks with something. If nothing else is available, then he will suck his own finger or something like that, isn't it? So whatever you give to a child, it directly goes into the mouth. Whether it is microphone or garland or a book or some food item, whatever you give to a child, it directly goes into the mouth. Only the difference between a child and a adult is that, of course, if you give him a book, he won't eat it, but he starts reading it. If you give him a microphone, then he starts speaking it. He is not going to put it in his mouth and eat it. But still, the mentality is the same, that I want to enjoy this material world. And this is what happens with newcomers, what to speak of devotees. Even sometimes devotees also succumb. At some point of time, devotees ended up eating bhoga, as if it is Mahaprasad only. And then when it was discovered, they were told, and now there is a board indicating this is bhoga, don't touch it, something like that, isn't it? So what does it indicate? That living entity, as soon as it lands into this material world, thinks that this is for my enjoyment. And it is said that a human child, when it takes birth, his palms are clenched tightly, and he comes to this material world crying and weeping. And you open it, is there anything? Nothing. It is actually nothing is there in the palms. And that indicates that he is on a mission now. Karlo Muttya Duniyame. He wants to capture the entire world. Karlo Mutti Me Duniyame. Isn't it? And trying to capture this material world and enjoy it throughout his life, the material, living entity tries and tries and tries very hard. And at last he gives up. And when any human being leaves his body, if you observe, then the palms are not clenched. What have happened to them? Now they are open. Indicating that although I tried very hard to capture this material world, now I am going empty-handed. Isn't it? That's very indicative, very interesting phenomena to observe. And in fact, the best example is available from the history books. We have heard about Alexander the Great, isn't it? And he is that personality who almost conquered half of the world. He was on a real mission of making this entire world under his command. And he conquered, he tried and tried, but at the end of his life he realized that I am unable to take anything out of this world because I conquered so many things, but I can't carry anything out. So then, frustrated, he advised his ministers and soldiers that, please fulfill my desires. I am going to die now. So what are your desires? He explained. But of course, when he was conquering the world, he was so keen, he didn't waste any time. It is said that he hardly slept. And that too, whenever he had to sleep, he slept on the back of the horse. That means horse has to move now. Horse is moving to some destination, and it's just, grabbing hold of horse neck and trying to rest. That is how he rested all his life. That means he just wanted to, carry. Many a times we also do this. We don't want to waste time, so we sit in a train and take our journey to Delhi. Next morning we are in Delhi. Why to waste time? So why travel in the daytime? So night time only. So he started since long time before only this phenomenon. And when he left his body, he left empty handed. And he said that, please fulfill my this desire. He said that, when I die, and I am going to die now, my last journey should be carried over by 4 well-known doctors. They should be carrying my dead body. And when you carry me, my dead body, so make sure that my hands are visibly, they are visible to see people. And in the meantime, you need to throw some golden coins around my dead body. And that was fulfilled. His desire was fulfilled. That means he wanted to make sure, he wanted to tell all of us, see, I conquered almost every part of the world. I conquered so many people. I amassed so much of wealth. But still I am dying. And what is in his hands? Open palms. He couldn't even catch one of the golden coin. So thus, it is very evident and it is very important to know the key point. What is the key point? Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, Jiva Krishna Das, ei vishwas karlo to aar dukkha nahi. So Jiva Krishna Das, matlab living entity, is the servant of Krishna. And you have to have firm faith in it. There is no other way out. And when we do this, karlo to aar dukkha nahi, then there won't be any difficulties or miseries in this world for us. So therefore, it is this one point we need to understand. Although we hear it day and day and again, but still we tend to forget it. So therefore, in purport, a very interesting point has been written there. So it is said that because we desire to enjoy material world, what is the result? Flickering happiness in inevitable suffering. Flickering happiness and inevitable suffering. So therefore, this desire to enjoy, that is so much inbuilt within our system. And actually, Anandamayo Bhyasat, we have heard this first aphorism, isn't it? Of Vedanta Sutra, which says that Anandamayo Abhyasat, living entity by nature is designed to enjoy. There is no doubt about it and there is nothing to hide. Actually, we are supposed to enjoy. But only thing we need to know how to enjoy. Then the equation will be perfect. And we see Srila Prabhupada quoting this verse time and again. Loke vyavaya amisha madhya seva. You must have heard this. No? Very often Prabhupada quotes this verse. The translation is that in this material world, any living entity who comes is only after these 3 things. What are those? Vyavaya amisha madhya seva. Sex indulgence and meat eating and intoxication. And the living entity gives up the company of Lord Krishna in the spiritual world to enjoy these substances in this material world. And but all we need to know is that the process of enjoyment, how to enjoy. Nobody is barred to enjoy. So we need to enjoy because that is our inbuilt nature. Only thing is that we need to understand the right way of enjoying. So therefore, if one doesn't understand this simple process, how to enjoy, and still wants to enjoy this material world, then he will create havoc within his own life. So therefore, scripture, time and again, they warn us. And when Avadhuta Brahmana is met with King Yadu. He is explaining about 24 gurus. And in that section, he says that Tava Jitendriyanasya Vijitanendriya Puman न जय दर्शनम याव जितम सर्वम जितेरसे. He says that if one may conquer all other senses, but if he fails to control his own tongue, then actually he is not sense controlled actually. He is still under the grip of material nature. Because to control the senses means to control the tongue. If the tongue is controlled, then it is understood that he is fully, perfectly conquered the material nature. So therefore it is said that jitam sarva jiterasya. And if he conquers the tongue, that means he has conquered everything in this world. So therefore, in the purport to that word in 11th canto, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives his commentary, which has been explained in the purports given by Srila Prabhupada disciples. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives a very simple formula. We have all done it. We already know it. What is it? Take only Mahaprasad offered to Krishna and in a moderate quantity. In a moderate quantity, we need to take prasadam. That is a key to solve this problem. And sometime back, our Srivas Thakur Prabhu, he gave Srimad Bhagavatam class in which he was mentioning about when he interacted with Yamuna Mataji, senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada, when she came to Bhaktivedanta Hospital. He went to her and he offered some Mahaprasad, maybe from Vrindavan or some other place. And he told Mataji, please take it. And Mataji kept it. And then he came in the evening to meet Mataji. And he asked this question, how did you enjoy this Mahaprasad, Mataji? How did you enjoy this Prasad? And she just looking at him, she didn't even answer. And he asked, how did you enjoy that Mahaprasad I gave you in the morning? Did you not eat it? She said that I don't enjoy Mahaprasad. I honor Mahaprasad. Yes, I honored Mahaprasad. It was very nice. That is how she. And then Prabhuji was quoting that how that she is so conscious of, and I mean she is the best of the cooks. We have heard about her and her cookings. And but the way she honored Mahaprasad, that is very, very interesting. And once in the right here in this temple hall, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was giving Bhagavatam class. And Sridhama Prabhu asked this question. He said, he has a similar kind of question that, my dear Maharaj, that this tongue seems to be very difficult to control. So, and after coming to ISKCON, we are eating more than regularly. So, how to control this tongue now? So, we are becoming more and more addicted to eating habits. Then, we are also interested in what Maharaj is going to now answer, how this answer will be. And Maharaj said that, he didn't say that, no, you should do this, you should cut that, you should follow these principles. He said that, whenever whatever Mahaprasad comes to you, just honor it. You take it. You don't have to say no to it. But you don't have to go for looking for it. You don't have to run for it. And sometime back, our Sankirtan Prabhu was giving class. And he was quoting one devotee who met with Maharaj. Asked the same question. And how to control this tongue. And Maharaj gave one simple answer, one sentence. He said, eat to serve, that's all. You eat, because we need to serve. But it should not be the other way. We need to eat to serve, not serve to eat. And it so happened that I also met Maharaj some years before, who came to my place where I sit and do my services. And I also have this problem. I also place the same question in front of Maharaj. And Maharaj also gave me almost similar kind of answer. You just take whatever comes to you and you take your full satisfaction, up to yourself, full satisfaction. You don't have to starve. You don't have to give this and that up. You take whatever it comes. But once you complete your meals, then don't worry about it. Then go on your to your own services. So take whatever comes to your quota, I mean in a moderate quantity, and thus you can easily go on with your services, and your senses and mind, especially the tongue, is controlled. Although it seems to be a very simple formula, but still it seems to be very difficult at the same time. So therefore, I would like to read this Amrutavani, I mean given by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. This is from this Krishna Kathamrut book by one who publishes it? Madhavananda Prabhu, yes, disciple of Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj. So, this is Amrutavani, teachings of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, compiled by one of his senior disciples. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, now he says, the great blessing, Mahaprasad literally means the great favor. The benefit to the soul that results from honoring Mahaprasad is also open to the bound jiva. The Lord does not accept food offered by bound jiva, but if the bound jiva honors Mahaprasad, he is benefited. The food that has been offered by the sadhus to the Lord is categorically different from ordinary food. To take ordinary food is harmful for the soul. By honoring Mahaprasad, not only is the soul saved from the bad effects of eating, but it also positively benefited by obtaining the inclination for spiritual service. The Shastra therefore tells us to give up eating and honor Mahaprasad. If the palate is conquered, every other sense is conquered. We can never be free from attraction of sensuous temptations until we give up eating altogether and learn to honor the Mahaprasad. By honoring Mahaprasad, our sensuousness is diminished and ultimately disappear altogether. And it is only then that we are able to understand the real meaning of the scriptures. So, thus, acharyas have given clear indication what should be our mood. Therefore, Krishna also said in Bhagavad Gita, "Ethamam prapadyante tam stataiva bhajamyaham." When Bakasura came to Vrindavan to kill Krishna, he wanted to devour Krishna. He wanted to eat up Krishna. Actually, he wanted to eat him, and so therefore he grabbed him and he was trying to chew Krishna now. And what happened? Tam talamulam pradanti agnivat. It is explained that he started feeling as if he is eating a burning coal, red coal. That means Krishna, although he was a tender boy of 7-year-old at that time, Bakasura felt as if he is eating some great fire. Although Krishna, who is, you know, we have heard about Krishna's qualities, his body was as soft as fresh butter, and as cooling as, you know, fresh flower, and very delicately formed. This kind of body, when he was trying to enjoy Krishna, he wanted to devour Krishna, and this is what happened to him. Although he had Krishna within his existence, but nothing good happened to him. What happened? He suffered a lot. So, something like that. Similarly, we may be trying to eat Krishna, because Krishna is not different than his prasadam, isn't it? We have understood that. Krishna is same as his Mahaprasad. So we are also trying to eat Krishna up. But then the mentality should be very clear, very simple, that I cannot enjoy Krishna, I can only honor Krishna when he comes into my mouth. So let me be enjoyed by Krishna in the form of this Brahmaprasada. And if that is the our understanding, if that is the mentality, then certainly just by eating regularly Mahaprasada, we can also make great spiritual advancement, no doubt about it. And we have heard this, how these animals are captured, especially the deer and the monkeys. Now how the deer is captured? The hunter comes. And can anybody think of, you know, capturing a deer? It is so swift, so fast. Lord Ram had to run so long, you know, to catch that golden deer. Of course, he was not a deer; he was a great demon. But still, he took the form of a deer. So deers are very swift; you just cannot catch them. Then what the hunter does? He just plays a beautiful, melodious flute. And this animal, especially this deer, is very fond of hearing nice music. And as soon as he hears that enchanting flute melody, he becomes captured. So then, actually he is supposed to be running from the hunter. He comes closer to the hunter, being attracted by the sound. And he goes on playing the flute, and he just comes and stands in front of him. Then immediately is captured by him as well as his other associates. See, otherwise it is very difficult to capture a deer. Similarly, the monkeys also. How the monkeys are captured? We have not seen it, we have heard it. Monkeys are, you know, in front of them, they place especially the glass jar which is containing so many eatables, especially these peanuts. And they are very much favorable. I mean, they favor too much. I mean, these monkeys, they like them very much. And the monkeys, they put their hand into the jar and they want to take out. In order to take out, when the fist is clenched, you know, now, because there are peanuts in the hand now. If it can go inside, that it can also come out. But it doesn't happen because especially the jar is designed in such a way for a certain diameter. No, if you cannot, you just cannot even expand your hand once you put your hand in. So because the monkey is so much attached to the peanuts, it doesn't want to give up. Although he sees that hunter or the capture is one who wants to capture it is just coming in front of him. He just doesn't want to leave. He is still attached to the peanuts. And if he can give up these peanuts, and then he can easily run away from that place. But because he is attached to those peanuts, he thinks that I can carry these peanuts, but what is happening? Why my hand is not just coming? And struggling like this, he stands there only, and the person comes and he captures the monkey. Although he can find these eatables anywhere else, but he is attached to this set of peanuts here and he ends up being captured. And similarly, you know, meena, that is, you know, fish, how the fish is captured? Just by putting some bait or some fleshy item, and it is easily captured. Although all these animals, creatures, they are so swift, we just cannot think of, you know, catching them. But there is a way to capture them. Similarly, the material nature has designed this material world in such a way that the living entities, if they are not careful enough, they will be captured by these items which are commonly available. It is not that they are not available. They are accessible to anybody and everybody. But when we become attached to them, we don't want to give them up, then we'll be captured very easily. As I said, anandamaya abhyasat. A living entity is designed to enjoy. There is no problem in enjoying. But only we need to know how to enjoy. Because only when we understand the process of enjoying, then we can surpass this material world. Therefore, our acharyas like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they have given us the standards. What are those standards? That these two acharyas, whenever they would come sit in front of their Mahaprasad plates, they would literally pray to the plate of Mahaprasad, saying that, "My dear Lord Krishna, you have come in front of me in this form of your Mahaprasad. Now you please enjoy me. Not that I want to enjoy you. Not that I want to eat this up." They would literally pray to Mahaprasad that, "My dear Lord, you please enjoy me now." That means they actually saw that Mahaprasad, the Lord Krishna himself, and they would pray to Krishna in the form of Mahaprasad to be enjoyed. So that is the formula. Therefore we always hear that how Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, whenever he took darshan of Lord Jagannath, he never went to inner chambers. He always stood way back where Garuda Stambha is, isn't it? That's what I read in one of the books. He always stood there and took darshan. Although he was the son of the temple president, his father was temple president of Jagannath temple, and he had all the excess. I mean, he was a great acharya himself, and he took birth in Jagannath Puri Dham, and Lord Jagannath personally placed his own garland to him when his mother brought him to take darshan. So he had got all the opportunities to, you know, be right there in front of Lord Jagannath. But although that was the case, then he always stood way back where Lord Chaitanya used to stand, and he used to take darshan from Garuda Stambha. The idea is Lord Jagannath anyway looks at his pure devotee Garuda. So if I am standing beneath or beside Garuda or Hanumanji, so certainly Lord will look at me also. And of course there is no problem in going right in front of the Lord, but there is no guarantee that whether Lord will look at me or not. Because, you know, since I am very much infested with so many anarthas, why should Lord look at me? So he will rather look at his pure devotees and give them mercy. Therefore, it is to our advantage when we take shelter of devotees. So therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is to say, "Amito Kangala Krishna Krishna Boli Dhai Tava Pache Pache. Krishna Se Tomara Krishna Dite Para Tomara Shakati Ache. Amito Kangala Krishna Krishna Boli Dhai Tava Pache Pache." That means we are kangal, we are bankrupt, we have nothing in our account, devotional account. One thing we can do, what is that? We can run behind the devotees. Dhai tava pache pache. And when we take shelter of devotees, like pure devotees, like Garuda, Hanumanji and other pure devotees, by their prayers and by their mercy, we can also obtain the blessings of the Lord. So thus, these are the standards set by our acharyas. And recently our dear Ramcharan Prabhu conducted a seminar for all the brahmacharis here in our temple. That was about Panchakosha. Panchakoshas are different layers on the spirit soul. He was explaining how there are five koshas: Annamaya Kosh, Pranamaya Kosh, and Manomaya Kosh, and then Vijnanamaya Kosh, and then Anandamaya Kosh. There are five regions. Actually, 99% of the people in this material world, they are only in this Annamaya Kosh, basically nearby. Pranamaya Kosh and Manomaya Kosh. What is Annamaya Kosha is, you know, trying to build up our own physical body. It is basically physical. Annamaya. Anna is to eat. Anna, the food. And to keep our body fit. Isn't it? And next one is Pranamaya Kosh. Then they also want to enjoy for a longer period of time. So therefore they do all kinds of exercises. They go to gym and do different kind of exercises just to keep themselves fit so that they can enjoy better. So they want to keep their all the five pranas intact. So therefore there is a pranamaya kosh. They exercise and they do so many other things. And then comes the manomaya kosh. Okay, after having eaten and having nice body, then let us, you know, entertain ourselves. Therefore there is entertainment industry, entire industry is available. And that is basically psychological. Physical, physiological and psychological. These are the three koshas which people are generally indulged. 99% of the people are only under these three koshas. And only those who are spiritually interested, they take to the fourth kosha, that is Vijnanamaya kosha. Intellectual, they want to develop their intellectual capacities. It doesn't mean that they are into mundane science and trying to understand this. That is still, you know, in the mostly pranamaya kosha or manamaya kosha. Only when one comes to the spiritual life, he wants to take spirituality very seriously, when he wants to read the scriptures, then one can say that he is intellectually developing his kosha. The intellectual kosha are Vijnanamaya kosha. Okay. So when one understands the scriptures, then he understands that actually I am not the enjoyer, I am the spirit soul. Mamai Mamasho Jiva Luke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. I am just a part and parcel of Krishna, of whole. So I need to, I am part, therefore I am supposed to serve the whole. When he understands this, then his Anandamaya Kosha is revealed to him. When he reads the scriptures, then he starts rendering devotional service on the order of spiritual master. When he starts rendering service to the spiritual master and Lord Krishna, then and then only his Anandamaya Kosha is opened up. So therefore, unless we take care of the lower koshas, Annamaya Kosha, Pranamaya Kosha and Manomaya Kosha, we need to fill them up with Krishna completely. Annamaya Kosha, we certainly take prasadam, no doubt about it. We also understood how to take prasadam, how to honor prasadam. And Pranamaya Kosha. Pranamaya Kosha is to develop our physiology. It is said in that book written by Ramachandran Prabhu that we need to take energy from sun. Sun is available for everybody, and when we come in front of sun early in the morning, in the rays of sun, the entire world is surcharged with, you know, life force, prana, and we need to absorb it. That means basically we need to be up before the sun rises, and we need to be active in our spiritual activities. Not necessarily that we go in front of sun and, you know, try to bask ourselves, not necessarily, but at least we should be up and doing our spiritual activities. Then our pranamaya kosha is developed, and then manomaya kosha, instead of going into different kinds of entertainment. So we take to Krishna consciousness seriously, we hear about Krishna, we chant Krishna's names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna.
Isn't it? So when we take to Manomaya Kosha, that means we chant the holy names. So that is psychological. Only when we absorb ourselves in chanting of the holy names, then our psychological or Manomaya Kosha is developed. It is explained in that book. So therefore, how to control the mind? By absorbing ourselves on chanting Hare Krishna. That is how to control the mind. How to control the senses, especially the tongue, Annamaya Kosha, by honoring Mahaprasad, isn't it? And then when we just read out how Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says that it is only when we try to give up this mentality of enjoying mentality, only then we can understand the real purports of the scriptures. Otherwise we can read books are available, but it will be only theoretical for us. We won't be able to actually penetrate into the purports, into the deeper meanings of the scriptures. It is only when we give this mentality of enjoying, then we can actually understand what scriptures want to tell us. And the last one, the spiritual kosha or blissful or anandamay kosha, and that is opened up only when we actually put what we have read into practice. It is easy to read scriptures and mug it up and try to understand what is said, but it is very difficult to put into practice. Therefore it is said that it is easy to give sermons but difficult to follow one, isn't it? We can read and we can speak about it, but when it comes to practice, we find it very difficult. But that is also necessary. Only then our the complete development of spirituality, that is Anandamaya Kosha, is evolved. And that is possible when we render dedicated service to Guru and Krishna. And yasya prasadad bhagavat prasad, yasya prasadad nagati kudupi. We sing this every morning. And what is the meaning? Only when the Guru is pleased, then is Krishna pleased. Otherwise, there is no chance. And how to please Guru? He has explained in his purports everywhere. Simple things we need to follow. And when we follow the order of spiritual master according to our capacity, then we please Guru and then we please Krishna. Thus we can easily perfect our human form of life. Sometime back in our Brahmachari class, Avatar Leela Prabhu was explaining to us an experiment conducted at Cambridge University by Michael Norton, a scientist. A very interesting experiment took place at Cambridge. And he took some people, he divided into two groups, and he explained to them, he gave them some money, some dollars to spend. The first group of the people were told to spend whatever money that was given to them on themselves by buying this and that and whatever they wanted to enjoy, eat up. And they were sent and they were trying to do their whatever they were told to. And the other group of the people were also given some money and they were told especially to spend it on others. You can either buy charity or food or this or that, clothing. And thus both the group were performing their duties. And then later on, Michael, he met them and he interviewed them. And he found out what happened. The first group of the people who were enjoying themselves, going to restaurants and malls and here and there, cinemas and every other place, they were found less happier. Although they try to enjoy according to their capacity, given money by somebody else, they enjoyed it. But at the end of the experiment, still they were having so many dissatisfaction, frustration, this and that, so many things. Whereas the other group who were given money to spend on others, they went out and they bought something and they gave in charity to other people, the beggars and downtrodden. And when they were actually interviewed, and Michael says that they were more satisfied. They seemed more happy by sharing their whatever they had. And this experiment was conducted in different parts of the world. And the result was found the similar way. The same patterns were found all over the world. Thus he conducted this experiment and he concluded that human beings are wired. They are wired to serve others. And when they do so, they enjoy more. So even scientists are proving it. what to speak of our scriptures, isn't it? So we also hear about how Madhavendra Puri, when he went to Ramakeli, Ramuna, actually he actually wanted to taste that so that he could prepare a similar kind of sweet rice for his Gopalji in Vrindavan. There was nothing wrong with him, but still, because it was the time when the offering was going on, this thought came to his mind. Then he started condemning himself. Then he went out of the temple way back, somewhere he sat and condemning himself. He was chanting Hare Krishna, repenting for this great act he conducted. And then because the Lord knows his mentality, his entire being, so he understood that this is just my deity trying to serve me. So therefore Krishna personally stole that kheer for him and sent through somebody else. And when Madhavendra Puri saw that, he was so happy to see how the Lord is reciprocating. So that means what? We are supposed to serve, and in service only we can actually find the real happiness. Similarly, some time back when our Indradumna Swami Maharaj came to our temple, he gave nice Brahmacharya class, also Bhagavatam class, and Nityananda Tridashi time he had come. And in that Brahmacharya class he was explaining that when Srila Prabhupada went to San Francisco somewhere in 70s, he gave one lecture. Generally Prabhupada gives half an hour lecture, not more than that, simple lecture. And so many lectures devotees heard, and many devotees were sitting in that class. And then later on they were remembering what Prabhupada said about it. They met with each other. Do you know, I was there in that class, you were there, and they were trying to converse with each other and trying to find out. What happened was Prabhupada just gave simple class, and then at the end of the class, he took his mic in his hand and he leaned forward and he was trying to tell them, please believe in my words. Please believe in my words. I have not come to cheat you. That you are not this body. You are not this body. You are the spirit soul. Please believe in me. This is what the scriptures are telling. And I have not come to cheat you. And all the devotees, they forgot what else Prabhupada spoke. They remembered this one sentence. So therefore, because the tendency is to doubt Guru and scriptures. Scriptures are telling again and again and again that we just cannot be enjoyers. We can be enjoyed. We can serve Krishna, and in that service we can find our enjoyment. All the scriptures and gurus are explaining this simple fact. It is so difficult for us to digest it. So therefore Prabhupada had to do that. He had to, lean forward and speak it out like that. He wanted to emphasize. And he also said that if you just believe in my words, that I have not come to cheat you, you will make your spiritual life successful. Prabhupada said it. That means it is so difficult to believe in the words of Guru and Krishna. And the simple point what Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, it is only when we give up this mentality of sensuous enjoyment, and when we honor simple prasadam, because when we honor prasad, when we take prasad, that prasad will help us to develop finer tissues so that we can understand the scriptures, what they want to tell us. Otherwise, although everything is there in front of us, we just cannot capture it, we just cannot grab it, because we have lost that in the focal point. So therefore, it is very necessary for us to believe in the scriptures, which are like our mothers, which are indicating to our father to serve him and perfect our lives. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki. ഇതായി ഗൗരപ്രേമാനന്ദി.